Who knows who EuroIX is? All right. Well, EuroIX is the Association of the Internet Exchanges. And the next talk is by Bijal Zangani. She's the managing director. And she's going to talk about the EuroIX community activities.
Thank you. Thank you, Wolfgang, for the lovely introduction. Hello, everyone. It's really nice to be back in Hamburg. We had a forum here. I think it's been over 10 years now when we first visited. So it's a lovely city, and I'm very happy to be back. And my first DNOG, so even more exciting for me. So, thank you for having me, first of all, as well. So, Wolfgang just asked who knows EuroIX. So, I'm the managing director of EuroIX, Bijal Zangani, and today I'm going to be talking about some of our activities and some of the projects that we're working on within the association. So, as we've said, EuroIX is an association for internet exchange points. We have currently 70 members. And we had some new ones join this year, Stuttgart IX, so I'm very thrilled to have Stuttgart IX join the association this year. And we also had JEDX, which is one of the internet exchanges based in Saudi Arabia. So the association is still growing. I don't know if there's any IXs in the audience that are not yet members, but if you are not a member of EuroIX, then please come and talk to me if you're an IX. There's lots of different membership types, we do lots of good things, as you will hopefully see soon. We also have patrons, and patrons are typically organizations that work really closely with internet exchange points. So over here you can see a couple of vendors, switch vendors, and other associations like CIRA, Internet Society, who work very, very closely with internet exchange points as well. So we've got switch vendors, optics, there's lots of optics vendors that also work very closely with the internet exchange point community, so they also join the association so they can have a closer link with the IXPs. So, what do we do? We have events as well. We have two events in a year. We've just had one of our last event of the year in Edinburgh, which was really nice. We had 100 attendees and 37 internet exchange points present. So it is the event where if you're trying to reach internet exchange points, you will reach a large number of IXs at the EuroIX. Like I said, there was 37 at the meeting in Edinburgh. We also have workshops and hackathons. So we do these depending on membership demand, really. So if there is any topics that the members feel that they want to talk about or run a workshop on, then we facilitate the workshops. So, for example, we've had ones on root servers. We also have a list of root server large BGP communities, and this was also done through a workshop. We have a number of services as well and projects that we work on. I'm going to talk about two of the main projects a bit in detail, but we have a number of reports. So we do a yearly IXP report. We have monthly newsletters, so if you're interested in hearing news about IXs, then feel free to subscribe to the newsletter. We have mailing lists, which are only for members and patrons. And again, you get some insight into the world of IXPs by joining those. In terms of our projects, we have the IXP database, which I'm going to talk about shortly. We have the peering toolbox, which I'm also going to be talking about shortly. We have a program for IX, for a fellowship and a mentor IX program, and the idea there is to support IXPs that need support. And this can be in many different ways. It can be technical support, it can be commercial support, and it's just a kind of like program where we can set up IXs with other IXs to help them grow. I mentioned the root server large BGP communities list, and we've just also launched a new IXP film. So, the IXP database. The IXP database is a community-driven, the IXP database is built from an IXF JSON schema. And the JSON schema was put together by the IXP community. And it was a way to allow IXPs to report their data in a standard format. So this data includes information about the IXP. So you have the AS numbers, you have locations, you have the hardware that is used and the hardware that's used by the participants, and also root server information. You can find information about the JSON schema on GitHub, and for those of you that are not aware, you can also, IXs can also plug in their JSON schema into Peering DB, and that also helps to automate the updates in Peering DB if you're an IX. So if you go to the IXP database, you will you'll see a number of tables, and what we show is the IXPs by connected ASN. So you can see the number of ASNs that are connected to the different IXs. You can also see which IX has recently had a network join. So for example, over here, you can see that there's a couple of IXs. You can see which IXs have recently had new members join. You can also see the IXP switch hardware. So IXs that are using the different switches, you can see which vendors are being used at the different IXs. You won't see the detailed information. You'll see the aggregated information, as I'm showing you here. And we also show the different networks in the different regions as well. So, for example, we look at the different IXs, we look at the different regions that they're in, and then we look at the number of ASNs that are seen through in that region. And it gives a rough idea of how it's all kind of broken down. But also, I think what's really interesting is you can see which networks are unique. So, for example, if we look at Europe, you can see that there's over 14,000 networks that are seen through the IXP database in Europe. Out of that, 3,774 are unique. So what that means is those networks are networks that you'll only find in Europe. You won't find those in Africa or Asia, for example. So you can find all of that on the homepage. So feel free to have a look on there. So the future, what are we working on? We are working on collecting and organizing the data. We're still working on bringing all of this data together. We are encouraging IXPs to adopt the schema. So currently we have 281 IXs that automate the data to the IXP database through an API. Coming soon, we're looking at the ability to visualize the data and analyze it yourselves. So we will have maps and different charts that you can use to do that. You can also you'll also be able to download data sets so that you can kind of take them away and work on them yourself, whether you do that in an Excel spreadsheet or through the JSON file. That's also going to be an option. So it's not just that you have to use the IXP database interface. You can actually take the data away and use that to and plug it into your own systems even. So the next thing is finalize the traffic API, and I'm going to look at Arnold there because it's something that he's been pushing for a while. And obviously that's going to help us build traffic trends and more data sets around traffic as well. Data validation, this is key because we want to make sure that the data that we have in the database is accurate. So we're looking at doing different types of authentication and validation. And also we're going to identify other third-party useful data that we can add to the IXP database that would enrich the data and give a more holistic view of the interconnection scene. And examples of that, so we already have the Manners plugin, so you can see which IXPs and also which networks are already Manners compliant. So if that's something specific that you're looking for, you can filter by seeing which networks are Manners compliant. Other information you can find on the lists here. I'm not going to go through them because I think I'm running out of time, and I want to talk about... But before I do move on to the next project, I want to say a big thank you to the sponsors. If you are interested in sponsoring the IXP database and you know, interested in seeing more of that, then please come and either speak to me, drop me a mail, and I'd be more than happy to speak to you about the different options there. But of course, I want to thank the existing sponsors, because without them, we could not do what we do. So thanks to all the existing sponsors. Right, the peering toolbox. This is also a new project that we're working on. As we know, the role of, transit has changed. The traditional transit has changed from what we were seeing 20 plus years ago, where ISPs were providing the internet transit to the organization. So like, for example, the CDNs and the enterprise networks and the end users. But now with the growth of the internet and in the internet becoming such an essential part of every organization, where there's more to do. And businesses need to optimize their services. So what's the problem? The growth in and the importance of internet business is driving more enterprise networks to manage their own connections to the internet. So they're moving away from the traditional ISP and looking at peering themselves. But managing this comes, obviously, there are risks. It is more than, you know, you're not just dealing with your one vendor, your transit provider, where you have an account manager and one single point of contact. You're now dealing with a different IXPs, you're dealing with peers directly. So it's not just managing one relationship, you're managing multiple relationships. So enterprises now take on the role previously, which was obviously previously for the ISP. And enterprise networks need to think about IP addresses. Where do they get their IP addresses from? Where do they get an ASN from? How does the routing registry work? What is a routing registry? You know, who do you peer with? How do you peer? And understanding, most importantly as well, I think, is understanding the peering community. Trying to get involved and, you know, attend meetings like DNOG and the right meetings and peering forums and things like this, so that they can also learn. So, and that takes me on to the next point, where there is a lot to learn. So there's questions like, where do we start? Who do we speak to? Where do we go? Are there best practices? So all of these questions are questions that the peering toolbox will answer. So, the Peering Toolbox is a community-focused project, again. There are a number of organizations that have been involved, and the aim is to provide a learning structure and best practice information for new entrants into the community. The toolbox will act as a reference and guide that people can point to so that they can learn more about peering. There's already a lot of good work by the community, so we're not looking to actually replicate any of the work, because we don't want to, we don't want to duplicate the efforts when there is already so much good work out there. So what we're doing is we're looking for, you know, some content from people that have created it. I know that we've already used quite a lot of the presentations and work that Wolfgang has been doing over the years. So if anyone has any content they think would be helpful and useful for the Peering Toolbox, again, come and speak to me or drop me a mail. The target audience really is everyone who's involved with peering. The idea of the website is that we will have short sections with clear explanations of each topic, and it should be easy for organizations to understand how to use the system, and also what we'll have is we'll have a structured format so that you can have a beginner's, intermediate, and advanced. So if you're a beginner, you know where to go. If you're intermediate, you know where to go. And if you're advanced, you know where to go. Or you can just follow the steps and do the beginner, intermediate, and advanced stages, and then learn about peering that way. So, looking for community members to help with contributions to improve the toolbox. You know, things like peering advice, if you have any interesting blogs that we can share, technical know-hows or how-tos, and ongoing improvements also something that you know, we're interested in hearing about. Very quickly, I know that I'm like nearly over time. Other activities that we do, like I mentioned, the IXP report. We also have a IXP benchmarking report where IXPs can use that information to see where they stand with other IXs. I've mentioned the newsletter, I've mentioned the Root Server Large BGP Communities list, I've mentioned the new film. Please take a look, I'd love to hear some feedback on the new film. We are on social media, so feel free to follow, like, and join us there. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Bijal. Are there any questions? Online questions? On-site questions. No. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.